That's a very silly approach to people's developmental agenda. And one thing you might want to know, Jonga, is that the same minister is an illegal entity. She is not provided for in the constitution. The new constitution of the land says the mayor of Harare is the chairperson of the metropolitan province of Harare and deputized by the mayor of Chitungwiza. Now, the imposition of a minister of state for provincial affairs is a contravention of the constitution of the land. And once you begin dealing with an illegal structure, a structure that is there by virtue of force and ignoring constitutionalism, then you have got a problem. The recipe for a problem is simply in the illegal appointment of this very same person who has come in charging with funny ideas around what must be done. As far as I'm concerned, the focus of the mayor of Harare and his team is to deal with the issues of the people in consultation with the people of Harare.
How are you going to handle this in the event that the minister insists on the MDC-led council towing the ZANU-PF line?
She has got totally no leg to stand on. She has got an illegal leg to stand on, if you might want to say. Our teams throughout the country are law-abiding citizens of the country who believe in constitutionalism, who believe in the rule of law, and they won't be persuaded by anybody at all to act outside the provisions of the law of this country.
Are we not going to see another showdown between your party and local government minister Ignatius Chombo over this issue?
Darkness and light have never been friends, and we don't expect them to be friends now. If Minister Chombo wants to run with the agenda of the people, he must put his shoulder to the wheel and make sure that the laws of the land, local government laws, are aligned to the new constitution of the land.